A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Earios.
Hi, I'm best-smelling author Maribel May, and you're listening to the first season of my audio series, The Complete Woman. Make sure to check out the follow-up series, Complete Joy, The Complete Man, The Complete Wedding, and my latest edition, The Complete Christmas, out December 3rd. The Complete Woman series is now a part of the Earios Network, and available wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy!
Welcome to The Complete Woman, Episode 2, Checking In. Join Maribel and her girlfriends as they reflect on their journeys thus far. No boys allowed.
Hi, it's me, Maribel. Welcome back to The Complete Woman, Episode 2. I like to check in after each part of my complete series with my girlfriends. Some of the gals from the neighborhood are also on their journeys to becoming complete women. Luckily, this weekend, all of our husbands were out in the woods doing a males-only camping trip. I decided to invite the gals over to my place, have a little sherry, and just catch up. Hi, gals.
Hello, Maribel.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Everyone comfortable?
Oh, yes.
My chair is a little squeaky, but I've put on a little weight, so yes.
Well, why don't we go around and just, you know, introduce ourselves and say one fun fact, you know, something exciting about yourselves. I'll begin. Hi, I'm Maribel, and I love the color deep carmine.
Hi, I'm Joni, and you know everything about me.
Well, there must be something I don't know, Joni.
Found a dog.
That's wonderful, Joni. What kind of dog?
Dalmatian.
Ooh, exciting.
Wow.
What'd you name him?
I didn't keep him. I just saw him.
Oh, you didn't pick him up?
Mm-mm. I don't think Tad would like it, so I said, okay, well, we had our fun.
Okay, great. How about you, Rita?
Oh, well, I did just begin owning a cockatoo, and I found a way to massage him, and we have quite a little relationship going on. He's constantly on my shoulder.
Holy moly. Wow, a lot of pets.
I'm Barbara Belle, and I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I once dove in a pool.
Barbara, that sounds dangerous. I didn't know you had such an adventurous side.
Look out.
I hope you were in the deep end.
Oh, barely.
Because diving into the shallow end can get you into some deep trouble. I guess I should say to the listeners that these gals and I all live on the same housing track, so you could call us neighbors.
Yes, I know your floor plan like the back of my hand.
Well, we all have identical ones.
Hands.
Right.
Boy, what do you think the boys are doing right now out in the woods?
I'm sure Tad is having a good time.
I bet Morris is walking.
That sounds like something Morris would do, doesn't it, gals?
Yeah. He does love to walk.
Who do you think's sharing a tent with who out on the old wilderness?
Well, I know when Tad and I go camping, he refuses to sleep in a tent with me. He says that I do too many lady things during the night.
I have a gut feeling that Freck and Tad are sharing a tent together.
Oh, me too.
What? Why do you say that?
Well, they're just so close.
Yeah, but he doesn't like people in his personal space. I can guarantee you that.
Except for Freck, right? Oh, my God. You'd think they were joined at the groin.
Well, I just knowing Tad and knowing how he deals with people in his space all the time, I would think that he's probably alone somewhere saying, he needs to take a walk, and you need to calm down.
Well, you may find, Joni, that as you progress on the Complete Woman course, that changes.
I hope. I'm getting real sick and tired of it. In a fun way.
God works in mysterious ways, isn't that right, girls?
So true.
He sure does.
I like to begin each Complete Woman lab with an opening prayer. Okay, everyone, close your eyes. Fold your hands. Okay, Rita, pull up your shorts a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know we were allowed to wear shorts.
Shut your eyes now, Joni. Dear Jesus, Son of God, I'm just asking you to bless these gals and bless their journey to becoming the complete woman. We are here to serve you like the king you are, and to serve our husbands, who are kings, only second to your kingship. Bless this home, bless Rita's new bird, and bless that poor little Dalmatian that no one adopted. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, gals, it's time to get into the fun.
Clink-a-link.
Now, I want to go around the circle, and I want to hear your gals' hopes and dreams for what you're going to achieve out of the course. Maybe tell me an issue you're having in your marital relationship and something you'd like to fix.
My hopes and dreams, how scary. Well, okay, so a problem I'm having? I don't know if I told you guys about my ankle.
Your ankle?
Yes, I fell. And I hurt my ankle.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gee, Barbara.
I know. I didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't want to frighten anyone, but I tripped over thick carpet.
Is that why both your ankles are so swollen?
Yes. Please don't look. Look away.
It looks like there's some sort of bone sticking out.
I'm addressing it. Anyways, it's impossible for Morse to look at me now.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's not uncommon. Typically, when women undergo some sort of physical deformity, their husbands move away, you know, distance themselves. But that's something we'll be able to help you with.
Is that why you got fat?
Well, I have been eating more, but I also haven't been able to move. So a lot of things aren't going my way.
How are you getting the food if you aren't able to move? May I ask?
Conveyor belt?
No, it's not a conveyor belt. Well, I've basically been crawling.
Oh my God, like a dog?
Yes, much like a Dalmatian, in fact.
Are you sure that Dalmatian you saw wasn't Barbara, crawling down to the neighborhood market?
Well, gee willy, I guess.
Wearing her cow print fur.
Was it me? I needed help.
Well, we'll put that aside for now and go back to it later. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
So tell me, Rita, what are you hoping to attain out of the Complete Woman course trademark?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't actually need anything. I just wanted to hang out with you guys. I'm really happy. In fact, my main problem is just the pain in my face from smiling too much. I just have too much genuine fun in my life, and, you know, I don't know how, it's just constantly burning.
No marriage is perfect. I find it very hard to believe that you and your husband, who's a race car driver, surrounded by beautiful women all day long.
Well, I think it just gets his motor running, if you know what I mean, and then he brings it home to me, and I polish the engine.
Oh, boy. Save that for part two, Sex, Salad, and Sharon. Joni?
Yeah?
Do you want to share your hopes for this session?
Just that I'll make it through another day.
Okay, great. Now, why don't we dive in? I talk in part one about the importance of to-do lists, because as we know, the only thing more unattractive than thunder thighs are idle hands. That's a quote from my book.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Oh, Barbara, you've gotten huge.
That makes sense.
How do you even have the energy to crawl?
It was on my to-do list.
Well, great. Wonderful segue, Barbara. Why don't you share with us your to-do list?
Crawl.
Just crawl?
Just crawl. I just wanted to wake up every day and move. So I crawl.
Is there any particular place you crawl to?
The living room, kitchen, the nook.
The doctor?
Why would I go to the doctor?
Because there's a bone sticking out of your leg, Barbara.
Well, I'm not under Morris's policy.
Oh, that's a shame.
What policy is that?
His insurance. He took me off it. We're having financial issues.
Well, couldn't you tie a scarf around it or something?
Well, I went to Mr. Joe's pharmacy to get an ACE bandage, and it had a little metal clasp that connected the bandage. And,
sure.
Well, that night when Morris and I tried to make love, he couldn't get hard. So I thought, well, I better take this bandage off.
Oh, gee, Barbara, but Morris is a dentist. Doesn't he have any medical expertise that he can offer you? You know, kind of under the table?
No, he deals with the mouth, not the ankle.
Is that what he said to you?
Yes.
Sometimes, Tad tells me to put my ankle in my mouth, if you know what I mean.
Wow, Joni.
And what about the metal piece?
Well, it was an eyesore, so he couldn't get hard.
Now, sometimes, when women aren't good wives, God will punish us with a physical injury. That seems to be what's happening in your case, Barbara. Can you think of anything over the last month or so you may have done to upset the Lord?
Oh, no. Something that I would have done to upset the precious Lord.
I know what she's done. What is it, Joni?
I don't know if I should say it here, but I know what you've done.
What?
You can't hide it. I saw it.
Well, tell
us. I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you see, Joni? This is a safe place.
Well, about a week ago, Tad and I were having one of our little... fights?
That's right.
And I looked over at Barbara's house. As normal as ever. Beautiful garden.
Thank you.
When all of a sudden, I saw a car pull up. Woman got out of the car, holding a vacuum and some cleaning supplies. I think that maybe Barbara has been having some outside help with her home.
Barbara, would you like to answer this accusation?
Well, she only came over for one day. I was having a crisis.
Makes sense to me.
Was I wrong to say?
Well, no. I had to make a cake for a birthday party and clean the house. It just wasn't possible.
All right. I'm going to put a little caboot on this before it goes too far. We're in the early stages of my program. Yes, Barbara made a grave error in hiring outside help for her domestic duties. That defies God, her husband, and all that is holy. Why, if she can't clean the house and bake a cake, she might as well put some rocks in her apron and take a dip in the Henderson's pool.
She does know how to dive.
I also enjoyed the company.
Let's move on to Rita. Rita, will you please tell us a little bit about what's on your to-do list?
Roger doesn't really give me much that I need to do. He kind of takes on some of the household things, so I don't really need to do anything that you guys have to do.
You're telling me that Raj takes care of some of the household duties?
That's right.
Okay, now that is a big no-no. What kind of example is Raj going to set for your son, Dirac? If he sees his father emasculated on his hands and knees, cleaning the kitchen floor like a woman, well, that just opens gateways to homosexuality.
I certainly don't want my daughter to see you driving in a race car. She'll be gay before sunset.
He just has particular ways he likes to do things, and he doesn't like the way I do them, so he does it himself.
Oh. Oh, my Lord.
And I take care of him in ways he can't really do himself, you know?
I'm getting real sick of this attitude, Rita, that you're better than all of us because some of us aren't thriving like you and Raj, where you make it seem like, yeah, maybe because Tad tells me the pot roast is too dry that I have to go out and get a burger for the family to share, and I don't get any of it. Now,
family shares one burger?
He doesn't want to spend the money, and I can't get any of it. And he's already thrown the pot roast on the floor, and then I'm there cleaning it up. She thinks she's better than all of us.
Now, wait a minute, Joni. I've got one question for you. Why was the pot roast dry? You need to take responsibility. In fact, we all need to take responsibility. Why was the pot roast dry?
It was dry because my stories were on.
That's what I thought.
No, listen, I make perfectly wet pot roasts all the time. This was one time. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about Rita and her silly life and her fairy tale romance.
I don't think I'm better than anyone. I just think I'm lucky.
Well, you're certainly lucky, but you're not a complete woman. Okay, gals, that's all so great. Why don't we take a quick break now? We can use the potty and refill our martinis. Okay, welcome back to the Complete Woman Lab. I want to move on to the self-introspection portion of part one of the Complete Woman. Now, did you gals all find the time to ask yourself some of those important questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
Okay, I'm curious to hear your answers. So, Joni, let's start with you. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Did you just make that up?
I thought it was black.
So is it green or black?
It's green.
And why is it green?
Because I thought about it, and I thought, wow, yeah, it's green.
That's very good. Rita, what's yours?
I would say mine is opal.
Wow, interesting answer. Not what I would have chosen, but hey, we're all on our own paths. Barbara?
Well, I've always said that my favorite color is red, but that was a fib. Because, well, my real favorite color is yellow, and it always has been since I was a young child. But when I was around 4 or 5 or 6, I said to a friend, my favorite color is yellow. And she said, ew, that's the color of pee. And I never said my favorite color was yellow again. But it is.
It's also the color of the sun.
Right.
But it is the color of pee. No, that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, that's a fact. It's the color of pee. Unless I'm the only one here, I don't know. Maybe that's a good next question. Joni, what color is your pee?
It's green.
Well, I was just proved wrong. Now, gals, sometimes in the evening, I find that those night thoughts crawl in. In the daytime, I'm happy as a clam. But the minute I turn out the lights, I start to have horrible, awful dreams. How about you?
I don't ever remember my dreams. I just fall asleep and then wake up and it's a new day.
Must be nice. Now, Barbara, would you like to share one of your dreams?
Well, I've always dreamt of being a singer.
No, that's not the kind of dream I meant. Those aren't allowed. I meant a nighttime terror.
Oh, right. Well, sometimes I dream that all of my teeth are falling out.
Great.
It's hard sometimes for me, to sleep. At all.
Is that because Tad goes on his nighttime walks?
He goes on his nighttime walks, and sometimes I'll go down to greet him. Maybe with a warm cup of milk or some leftover meatloaf. And he'll just yell and yell and say, "Get back into bed, you..." Well, you can fill in the blanks.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you just get a divorce?
Oh, Rita!
Oh, my.
Is that awful?
That word is not spoken in this home.
I would never divorce Tad. What would I do? Go live in the gutter somewhere?
Rita, I don't mean to be crude, but you sure are an independent woman.
I can't believe you said that. When Tad finds out, Roger's going to really have to stand up for you.
I'm starving. Anyone?
No, Barbara. What, are you gonna crawl over across the street down to the store? Okay, gals, this has been a lot of fun. I want to thank you for making the effort toward becoming the complete woman. You're well on your way.
That concludes episode 2 of The Complete Woman, Checking In. See you next time for part 2, Sex, Salad, and Sharon.
Powered by Acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.